Today is Tuesday, May 4th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Where was I? I know I talked about Saturday. We went to Cheesecake Factory, and it was our first restaurant out. And so it was a milestone for us. It was our first restaurant out since we've been vaccinated. And what I was talking about, I didn't give a lot of detail. I'm going to make a PDF with a PDF document with all of our requirements for the landscaper. So I actually need to set a due date for that. Because I won't ever, because of the fact that I procrastinate, I will never get it done if I just say, oh yeah, I'm going to do that at some point. But I did take out my drone and I got some aerial shots. Mark said, you need to be careful. Somebody might shoot us or something. Because he said, what if our neighbors don't want us taking video of their yard? Because obviously when you fly a drone up into the air, and there are all these rules now about drones as well. And I suppose, you know, those are valid. I mean, I suppose those are things that we should have rules about drones and stuff like that. And I don't know. I need to check back because it's been a few years since I bought that drone. And it may be that I need a license now to drive a drone. I'm not really sure. I know around the time that Mark and I went to Utah, and it may be even 5 years. I don't know how long ago it was, but whenever it was that we bought it, or that I bought it, and you know, there was no requirements at that time to have a license or anything like that. But now I'm wondering, it's just a hobby drone. It's not military grade or anything like that, but I don't know. Maybe I need to check on that. Because now that we've got a yard, I was thinking, well, I could practice my drone flying. And we live around a bunch of fields, and there's a creek nearby, and there's some other stuff. So in all of my free time, I could start practicing my drone again. But anyway, so I need to check on that. But I did get some video and some actual photos, because I'm going to take photos from overhead, and I'm also going to put some photos, you know, just regular photos. And then I want to make a really professional, I don't know why, but I just want to make a really professional looking briefing document that says, okay, here are the measurements of the lawn. Here's the type of grass that it is. Here's the aerial view. Here's the whatever. And then we're going to go on a couple of different places. I think I mentioned Fiverr and Elance. And we're just going to look. And because we did look at an online company that does this. And what I read in the reviews is, well, a lot of times they use contractors that you can get the same contractors from Elance or Fiverr or other places. And so you may save a little money by going directly to the contractors rather than using this company. But also, this company is not available. Yard Zen is the company we were going to use, and they're not available in Arkansas. And there are going to be some downsides, because I think these, most of the contractors that I can see, they do 3D renderings, but they don't get down to doing like an actual plan that you would give a contractor. So, but we just need, Mark and I really need, we're both visual, and we really need, or at least for me, I need to be able to see what something is going to look like, or I would like to be able to see what something is going to look like before we actually say, okay, this is what we want. And so it's really going to help me. But we won't have measurements, probably. We won't have materials. I don't think we can tell them, okay, this is our budget. We can basically just say, I'm like, here's our design sense. Here's a few clippings from Pinterest of yards that we like. We want a hot tub. We want to increase the size of our patio. We want a bar area. We want trees, you know, whatever. Give them as much information as we can. And then we get renderings you know, and we can go back and do changes and stuff like that. So I'm going to put that together. I don't know. I need to set myself a deadline. I think my deadline is probably going to be next weekend now at this point. And so I worked a little bit on that. And then, you know, on, and then we, I ate so much because I cooked for throwing down. I cooked those mamon that I was telling you guys about. And we needed to finish it all. I have to do all of my cheating on the weekend. So I have to finish everything. And I know it's ridiculous. I could eat a little cheat item multiple times throughout the week. But I know if I do that, I will, it will just end up being a cheat week. And I'll be like, oh, I ate a piece of cake for breakfast. I've ruined it. So now I'm just going to eat fast food all day long. I can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to have one meal on a Monday that's a cheat meal and then go back to my diet meal for dinner. My mind doesn't work that way. So I ate a whole bunch. So hopefully, but I didn't tell you guys yesterday. I remember this that I forgot to tell you, and I wanted to start giving a weekly weigh-in report. I lost another 2 pounds. So I'm now at around 23 pounds lost. And so yeah, I'm happy about that. Now, I know I say this every week, but I really cheated a lot. But we, you know, and so we'll see what it is when I weigh in next Saturday. I may go back to losing a half a pound. But anyway, a loss is a loss. So I've lost around 23 pounds, like I said, and I'm excited because more clothes are starting to fit that didn't fit before. And I can about go down to one lower jean size than what I'm wearing right now. And my closet is full of a range of jean sizes. But what happened is my jeans at my heavier weight started wearing out because I only had a couple of pair of them. And I'm down to my last pair of good jeans that fit me. But the next size down, which is a 32... because I'm wearing a 34 right now. And the next size down, which is a 32, I have a bunch of those. I have a whole lot of 32s. Because that's... my normal range is between 30 and 32 when I'm not a... you know, when I'm not super overweight. And so I, you know, I'm excited. A couple more pounds, maybe 5 more pounds, I'll be comfortable in the 32s. So I think, you know, I'm almost there to get down to my bounty of jeans, you know, so I have a lot to choose from. I don't want to go out and buy a bunch of stuff because I want to get to the weight I want to be before I buy anything new. I always say that, but it's true. So on Sunday, I cooked. I got up in the morning and I had this dish for throwing down that I needed to do. And I'm going to talk about that today. So... by the time I release this, we'll already have gone live, but if you happen to download this and listen to it right away, we're Tuesday, which is today, at 7 p.m. Eastern, we will be live on pride48.com. And if you miss us this week, we're every 2 weeks. So I'll talk about that on there, but I cooked that and it involved baking bread or making a dough. And then making a filling for the dough and all this other stuff. So it took me quite a while to work on that. And Mark went out and did some yard work. He bought this plant that he thought was going to be an indoor plant, but it turns out it's really an outdoor plant. And so he wanted to plant it in the front flower beds, but we haven't started doing any work in them yet. And they have weeds that have come up and, you know, we need to buy mulch and we need to do some other things, but we hadn't even gotten out there and pulled any weeds or anything like that. We had these really pretty flowers that we planted last year, and I guess I never remember whether it's annual or perennial, but they're the kind that they grow one season, they die, and that's it. You have to replace them. And I don't know, I hate that. Plants, you know, like... I feel like they must do that on purpose. They genetically modify those things so that they die and they don't come back. Because a lot of things do come back. you know, your bushes lose leaves, but they grow back. You, monkey grass grows back. You know, if you buy bulbs, they grow back. I don't know. Maybe they don't genetically modify them. Maybe that's just the way those particular plants work, that once they die, they're dead. But these really pretty flowers that we had bought, but they're kind of a bush, but they had flowers on them all summer long. We just, and they grew really deep roots as well. He had a lot of trouble removing them, apparently. I was busy cooking, so I didn't really have time to help him. So he did that, and while I was cooking, and then we, other than that, we just, you know, I worked a little bit on the landscaping project that I was telling you guys about, and then we did our grocery shopping and all that kind of good stuff. So it was just a kind of a normal Sunday. There wasn't anything too, you know, too exciting about the Sunday. And I've just, you know, as per usual, I've just worked. We're almost done with planning, so hopefully I can actually do some other work other than planning soon. And I'm getting really excited. We have two trips coming up. We're going to Houston to renew Mark's passport on May 21st. And that's also when my attic is getting done. And I'm excited about that as well. So, and only 3 more weeks of classes and I'm done with my product management course. I'm excited. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.